like no one else but you, so stay by my side, like I stay on your mind.
What time is it, Mink?
It's Tristan coffee time.
Hey friends, welcome to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with Diverse Love. I am Denise.
And I'm Brian.
Get your coffee or whatever your cup of joy is and settle in for some bold conversations, some random topics, a few cuss words, and a whole lot of us. Brian,
let's go.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so very much for joining the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. I am Miss D, and y'all know Mr. B is out doing Mr. B-ish. So thank you guys for rocking with us. We appreciate it. And today I have another amazing guest, but also she has become a friend throughout the social media platform and the podcast community, and her name is Paisa Noel. She is a creator, and she is a brand. She has a brand of a journalist or aspiring that way. She has a podcast. She is a great person. She just embarked on some solo travels, and I literally just wanted to have her on to have some conversation around who she is, what she's doing, and just her beautiful journey to share with us and our listeners. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much, Paisa, for joining the Truth and Coffee Time platform. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. And I have loved your podcast since you started. I remember day one. When yes. You guys are starting and asking questions, and I was like, I don't know if I'm the person to ask, because I'd be just be doing whatever works. But you know, I did my best and had great intentions to help. And ever since then, you guys have been so consistent. I remember that was one of your goals, consistency. Yep. And you're consistent. Yep. You have wonderful content. It's so authentic. So I just want to say I'm honored to be a part of your platform.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yes, you. Oh my gosh, you and Aaron and them were just amazing to me. You and their platform especially is what really helped us to gather the next step, because we had took a master class and we had started utilizing a mentee session, community session that we were doing, mentoring session that we were doing. And then I reached out to you and Aaron and you guys and Papa Joe, I remember him too. I reached out to you guys to give us some, you know, real world experience, because you guys were doing it too. And just the help and the welcoming was just so amazing. You guys did not hold back. You guys helped us. And we just appreciated it. We were like, they don't even know us. And they helped us with every little detail. Even if you didn't have the answers, you were like, but I know somebody who might would it be able to. And everyone has been so great to us. So yes, you were our first. I remember sending you our original music and saying, hey, what do you think? And you giving us feedback, and Aaron them giving us feedback on our first episode. Like, he sent us a whole email explaining stuff and telling us what we should and shouldn't do. And you guys were amazing, 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 amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And now look at you. You all up there, you doing your thing. So I'm like, ooh, I'm with the same person.
I'm all in here. And then I had said to my husband, I said, honey, when we get to episode 100, maybe we need to sit back and reevaluate whether we want to keep doing it. We're past 100 and thinking, when we get to episode 200, we're going to sit back and figure out what we, so it's. It's a good outlet for me. I can tell you that. It is a great outlet for me. So, Paisa.
Yes.
I always start off the podcast asking this question. And I wanted to ask you to tell us something interesting about yourself that most people may not know about you.
Well, the first answer I always have for that is my name, because when I first meet people, I usually say Noel, and then they're like, oh, Nicole, and I'm like, dang, they can't even get Noel right. So they really would have struggled with Paisa. but My name does have a certain meaning. My dad created it. I don't know what made him say, let's put pie and suh together. But he was like, I got it. And he called my mom and he was like, what about Paisa? And she liked it. And now I have this name that nobody else has and I have to explain. But I've grown to love it. So my middle name is Noel. So the first name, Paisa, means for the love of, and Noel means Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's my first and middle name. And that is matching what happened when I was born, because I was born on December 21st in Boston, which I do not remember because I moved at like 1 and a half.
Yeah.
But I was born in Boston and I came home on actual Christmas Day in a blizzard. So my name means for the love of Christmas. So that's something people don't know.
So Paisa, first of all, Christmas is my absolute favorite holiday, right? And my husband gets so tired of me with Christmas because I actually start decorating the house in November. And we have 6 trees. So I put up all 6 trees. I do all this decoration on the inside. Now I don't decorate the outside of my house, but the inside is decorated with all these trees and all these little trinkets and Christmas stuff around the house. So I love Christmas. Now your name is for the love of Christmas, but do you truly love Christmas like that? Because I also watch Christmas movies starting in August.
Woo!
I'm bad, right?
Oh my. Yeah, I was trying not to say too much, but I was making facials because I was like, she's starting in November. I thought that was early, but the movie's in August. But that is wonderful. And 6 trees, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, that's wonderful. Well, to answer your question, Christmas was one of my favorite memories when I was a kid. We loved it. And my mom went overboard. My dad was very practical and just like, why are you doing all this? You know, but he still enjoyed it. But my mom was like, she loved to spoil us. So, and I believed in Santa Claus for a long time until one day my brother caught something and, you know, caught my grandpa or something like that. But I loved Christmas then. Now that I'm older, you know, I have no first cousins. My dad was the only child. My mom has a brother and a sister. They have no kids. So it's just like, you know, it is what it is now. And after COVID, I stopped going home for Christmas. And now I'm like, oh, this is a time that I want to travel and stuff. So I like Christmas, but not as much as I did as a child.
Yeah.
But it's still very nice and I still like to celebrate it. Now that I'm more informed and stuff too, there's certain things that I don't necessarily align with Christmas, but the main overall I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's with me too, because Christmas was never huge in our family. Now food was huge. Like we always had food. We always did stuff around food, but we never always had the monies for gifts and stuff like that. So that part wasn't huge, but what I found was it was something about the holidays that the meanest person during the year would be nicer during that time. And when I was younger, and I know noticing that, like, people who were rude or people who would be yelling at us at kids, like, get off my yard and all, like, all of a sudden now these people are nicer, they got family over, they're eating, they're drinking. And so that part of it made me fall in love with Christmas, because it looked like it brought a change onto people. And you would hope that that change kind of lasts throughout the year. And for some people it do, but you know, people start to revert back to their mean old self. But that was one of the things that helped me to gravitate more to Christmas, was that whole thing about being happy and having joy around that time. You know, so
I agree.
Yeah, totally get it. What was your favorite childhood memory?
Now that we brought it up, I did really enjoy Christmas. One thing that also comes to mind is my birthday parties. When I was growing up, I liked to talk to a little bit of everybody. So I remember certain sleepovers, and I had like every single clique almost there, and they were in different rooms and everybody was still clicked up. But I was like, oh, these are still my friends too. So I had a sleepover. I think we went to the movies. So all these parents had to come and take us to the movies. And so that would be the start of Christmas break. And then we'll have Christmas break. And, you know, my mom spoiled me then. I've always been very different. So my brother liked all these gifts and stuff, but I didn't really like stuff. I just was like, I just want to dance, you know, and I was into my pom-poms, maybe. I don't know. And my brother was wanting all these toys and stuff. But regardless, it was always a fun time because I had my birthday party, then we had Christmas. So I'll stick with that as being my favorite memory.
You are an aspiring professional dancer too, right?
Yes, and I did some semi-pro and pro dancing. Yeah. And the other thing that would come to mind as a favorite childhood memory are my dance nationals, because I danced in competition. By the time I became a teenager, I got to be in competition, and my brother picks on me about this competition jacket. He was like, man, you couldn't tell you nothing with that coat on. But we finally got to do competition, and we would go to nationals, which was usually in Myrtle Beach. So that's another fun memory that I have, was nationals and being able to perform and going out of town and stuff. So yeah, I started dancing when I was 2 and a half. So
yeah, you guys, if y'all check out, I know on your social media platform, there are several posts that you've made of you dancing and other dance things that you've done in the past. And you are amazing. You are amazing.
Thank you.
Kudos, kudos, kudos to you. All right, so let's jump in. Tell us a bit more about your story of becoming a creator, a podcaster. You know, how did that kind of develop over time for you, Paisen?
Well, my goals were always to dance professionally first, and then I wanted to be a talk show host. And I remember I think it was ninth grade, they were like, what do you want to be? And I put a dancer, and they were like, that's not really a profession. So then I was like, oh, a newscaster, journalist or something. And I said, oh, that sounds more realistic. And I did really well in school. So I remember even my principal being mad at me for like wanting to dance. They were like, you could be doing all this other stuff. And, yeah, you pick dance. You sure you want to do this? And my college professor, you sure you want to do this dance thing? And now I'm like, oh, they kind of had a point, but at least I tried, you know. But so I wanted to dance first, which I did get that out. And then I wanted to do talk show host, because that's before I knew about talk show host. Right. Then my ex-boyfriend mentioned, oh, you should look at YouTube. And I was like, oh, YouTube don't matter. But I started seeing like YouTubers. So then now I love YouTube. I actually have the subscription and everything. And I like those creators and stuff. But that's when I said, oh, let me try YouTube. And then we went to VidCon and I learned about being a creator and everything. So that's where the start of just create your own came, because if I were going to try to be a TV talk show host, there's so many rules. It's so hard. I would be struggling forever. I would still be trying to do it. And then I'd be over it by now, because I'm already, you know, I've already taken a hiatus from my YouTube show. So had I been waiting for opportunity, I would have been waiting forever. Right. So that's what made me say, let me just start this YouTube thing. And instead of calling it like an entrepreneur or a thing like that, I always say creator, which I mentioned to you offline. But I say creator because I didn't want to put too much pressure on myself to have to make money and then I would not have fun or anything. So I just made it like I said, okay, Paisa, just say it's going to be a passion project. Mm-hmm. So it started off as a YouTuber, and then people kept saying, you should make it a podcast. They were getting on my nerves, but then I was like, you have a point. So I finally found a way eventually.
Great.
And to do it. So that's how it came about.
Your passion propellers.
Yes, passion propellers. Some passionate people on there.
I love it. Now, who helped you to navigate that? Like the initial stage of you starting your own brand, getting into that YouTube world, the podcast world. Who helped you in that journey?
The boyfriend that I mentioned, I can say he did help by just sending me to VidCon and getting me started with, oh, let's try YouTube. He actually suggested that I just do my own content at first. So right. I did do my own little videos at first. And then people were like, I remember those. I hid those now. But that wasn't really what I wanted. So once I started realizing I was kind of starting to do whatever the people wanted, I was like, let me just figure it out on my own. So I ended up just doing it all on my own. YouTube helped me as the main person, but also on the side, like as far as getting moving and getting started, Elsie and Aaron, as you mentioned earlier, they were big helpers in how to get started in the microphone, which I ended up skipping anyway. But yeah, I learned everything on YouTube and was like, what's the easiest way I can just get this thing out here? Because I was doing every single part. I was doing all the editing and right. all the filming and everything. So so yeah, I learned on my own. And that's when I guess it gave me good confidence of you can learn anything. And we got all these tools and stuff, which is something I would tell to whoever's listening is to remember all the tools and things that we have out here nowadays to just pick it up on your own. And YouTube is a number one spot where you can learn almost anything. So
I heard a celebrity say they've learned so much from YouTube University. And I thought, man, what truth there is lies in that, because I have been on YouTube so much trying to learn stuff about, you know, podcasting, about content, about all of this stuff. Now, we haven't put our podcast on YouTube, and I think that's where we are missing the boat on, to be very honest with you. But we're still trying to figure that part out and how that ties into content creating and monetization and so forth. And I think I'm going to go ahead and invest in a class for that, just to make sure that I'm just not jumping out there. And then I have one more thing on my plate that I have to manage, and I'm not sure how to do it, or I'm not consistent. And my main thing for me with this is to be consistent. So I don't want to add something else to it that I don't think that I can be consistent with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I totally understand. Totally understand. Now, the one thing I know, because I've listened to your show and I love it. You always have some amazing guests, some phenomenal guests.
Oh, thank you.
Guests who are really doing well in the industry, some notable guests, you know. And I wanted to know, how is it that you are able to secure such amazing guests? Like, what is your formula for doing that?
Well, as I mentioned, this became a complete, like, personal, private passion project. And I was very picky about not having any outside noise, because I was like, this time is going to be everything I want to do. I'm going to learn it myself. I'm going to put it out myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure everything's out there the way I want to. So in that same area, I was like, my guests are going to be very personal to me and very much who I want, not who people say I should have or anything like that. And I was very picky, and in the email I'd be like, don't tell anybody, let's just wait till it's out, because I like the show and not say anything early. But so I would go by first, I would look at who inspires me and who was kind to me, mm-hmm. who's been nice to me and who inspires me. And you know, for some people, some certain people inspire them but don't do much for me. So it was very personal about who inspires me and who do I think is a good storyteller. Mm-hmm. And you know, I am very observant, so I've seen people's journeys. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking like this would be a good journey to share to people, because mm-hmm. what I was looking for when I did this project was people that made a name for themselves and just made a career for themselves. And that doesn't always have to be A-list, like on TV or something like that. But some people, like I know one guy, he lived in China and developed his dance career out there in China. Whereas like, it don't have to be the same way. So, and then there was another choreographer that does worldwide and international touring and stuff like that. So it doesn't have to look like the biggest A-list stars, but they still pursued their passion and they still made it. So that's what I was more looking for. Who had an interesting story, and who did I think had an interesting story, and who did I think was a good storyteller mm-hmm. and interviewer? So they all ended up turning out well, which is good. I didn't really have any bad ones. So I'm grateful for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. I love that. Now, in your criteria and you bringing them on, did you also vet them prior to ensure, Paisa, that they align with your mission and your values? Or how was that doing that process?
Yes, I already kind of, since I knew them already, I already knew they would align with it. And mm-hmm. I also was just like, it mainly was about your passion and your journey. And we want you to be, I say we, but that's fine. We want you to be authentic, and whoever could authentically tell their story without trying to make it sound perfect. We need to hear all the ups and the downs and be willing to share those, and who also is willing to help people, whoever wants to listen, because that's what made some of the guests so good, or all of them, is because they didn't sugarcoat some of the bad points. And some people want to just sound like, oh, it was so easy for me and I just did this and I made it. Right. So that was the main criteria, was just like, make it realistic, because we need to reach people that are struggling with stuff and struggling to make it.
Yeah, that is important. I know one thing too, I've had several guests on, and I've had some, oh my gosh, some phenomenal guests. And one thing I really pride myself in is that these guests that we've been able to have on the platform, Paisa, like yourself, are so willing to come back. Like when we ask them, hey, can you come back and do another episode? They are just like, immediately, yes. And that just has been a blessing to me, because I've learned so much. Like I had one guest on who had a jewelry. She's a jewelry entrepreneur. And she literally taught on the episode on how to manifest your dream and then monetize it within the Shopify platform. I learned so much from her that I was able to apply it to some of the things that I was doing, as well as we've had, which is coming again, our resident tax expert, Dr. Cosette White. And she has so many great tips on the tax laws for entrepreneurs and small businesses. I was able to implement some of the things that she was saying on there. So that's the blessing of people coming on your platform and willing to authentically, like you said, share their knowledge. With that being said, how has there been guests on your show that has been very memorable and have helped you implement things in your daily lives or in your journey?
Yes. And I do. Let me backtrack for a second, because when you said that, it made me think. The other thing that I did when I was asking people was I kind of just cold asked people that I was like, oh, they may say no, and I'm not going to get offended. Just ask them. And the amount of people that said yes, I think I've only had like maybe two people say no, and that's because of like scheduling or something. But the amount of people that were willing to just be part of the project was amazing. So that's another method that I had. I was like, ask people that inspire me, and if they can't make it, it's fine. Just try and see. So to go to this next question, the very first person that was like, absolutely, I'm there, was Brooklyn Jay. And I think he was my very first guest. And he is busy. He's a choreographer, international, and an artist. And that guy is so busy. And I mean, he was here. He was early. He was dressed. He had on, if you guys look, I think he's episode 1-1. Mm-hmm. And he had on a red leather jacket. And that's when, before COVID. So I was having people come in and actually do it like in person, and a hat. And we was hot in here. It was like, ooh, it was getting hot. But but we worked it out. We were trying not to sweat on camera, but he came right away. And he actually just set it off, because we laughed in that episode. We cried. He cried. He talked about his relationship. And that, I think that's the part that made him cry. And then I was getting teary eyed, because he talked about how he was homeless for a bit, and now to see where he's at now and how he worked out the homelessness, like how he did the gym and everything. And that was just like amazing, because, you know, I have these thoughts about, oh, I should ask this guest because they seem like they'll have a good story. But when they come on and really share, I hear all these other layers and I'm like, I had no idea. So I would say everybody is so memorable in their own way. But that was like my first dose of, oh my gosh, this was like such a cool process. So
I'm going to have to go back to that. I remember him, and I'm going to have to go back to that one and listen to it again. Just to really, really get into that layer, like you were saying. Oh, that, yeah, I'm gonna have to go back to that. That's an experience that a lot of times people don't share. So for him to do that with you, he felt like he was in a safe space. And that's one thing that I've noticed when listening to your podcast journey, is that you make people feel welcome and you make them feel like they're in a safe space. So kudos to you, Paisa, because that speaks volumes to you that anyone that comes on your show feels relatively comfortable with sharing these layers of their life, you know?
What's up, y'all? It's Meek. I'm a grandeur. Speaking of grandeur, you should get the book on diverselove.com, Amazon, Target, and Walmart. You should listen to the podcast too, Truth and Coffee Time. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Bye-bye. See y'all later.
Yeah, that means a lot. Thank you very much. And it really means a lot, because going back to one of your other questions on why I did it was because I noticed that people feel comfortable sharing. Mm-hmm. And if I were bad, I was like, oh, I could get almost anything out of anybody, but I don't mean it in that bad of a way. But I feel right. I'm like, oh, people like to discuss everything with me. And they do. They just open up. So that's why I decided, oh, maybe let me try this talk show thing. So it really means a lot that it's noticed and that people do seem comfortable sharing, to the point that some of the things I actually took out when I edit my own. So I'm really picky about what gets out there when they talk, because some of them got so comfortable that I'm like, oh, I don't want to put that out there to the world. I'll keep that between us too. So thank you.
Good for you for filtering out what, you know, to keep their privacy. Good for you.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, so let's switch gears. I know that you are starting to do a little bit of solo traveling, and I know that that's on your bucket list to continue with that journey as you're venturing out. Can you share kind of what prompts you to step out on faith and just start exploring on your own? And I know it's new, but how has that experience transformed you?
Oh my gosh, it's just been amazing for me. And it's something, like you said, that I want to continue doing. When I thought about it, I was like, oh, I've only really been on two trips, but it feels like I've started this whole thing. You know, when you asked, I was like, oh yeah, but it still feels very full for me. So definitely something I can talk about. So when I was younger, all this other time, other than the dance nationals, when I got older, I always wanted to do all these trips and stuff. And I never really had the right click to go with. And what? Then I remember, like, in high school, there would be the spring break, but there was either the people that were really nerdy and didn't want to do nothing, or the people that were a little bit too fast for me. And, you know, I couldn't quite keep up with them. So mm-hmm. I never really had people to do stuff with. And I've always wanted to travel. So fast forward to I get out here in LA. And then it was like, let me save up for my headshots. Let me save up for this and that. And, you know, it's just always a struggle to even have a place to stay. So mm-hmm. And then let me stay just in case there's auditions. So I would never go anywhere, because I would be like, that may be a time to audition. So then after that, I did have some money. My friends didn't have money because they were saving to do stuff and trying to live here. Then I finally, you know, get in a relationship. And this is the same person that introduced me to like YouTube and stuff, but he really exposed me to a lot. So that's why I say there's no mistakes in people whose paths you cross, because and I, you know, at first I was kind of like, well, that was a long time to be with somebody, and was that a waste of time? And I was like, no, because the exposure I got from being around him. So anyway, he exposed me to like all this new type of stuff that I hadn't seen, and we started traveling a lot and doing a lot of things. And which I'm not gonna go on a tangent, but one of the favorite ones was a surprise trip to the Philippines. And that's when I really fell in love with traveling. I love the people. I'm still on Facebook with some of the people I met actually in the jungle, not even being exaggerating. We met them in the jungle because he was their tour guide. And the guy signed up for this tour, B, I'll call him B, like your B almost, but he signed us up for this tour. And I was like, I messed around, started hiking. This is not Black girl activity, but I had a good time, you know, and I'm out there in the jungle and, you know, boars out there and all this stuff. And I'm getting eaten up by the bugs. But the tour guide was super nice. We met his friends and went to the beach and stuff. And I was like, this is what I want to do. So that's a new passion for me. So me and B broke up, but, you know, and then but I still was going
alive.
What'd you say?
You kept that passion for traveling alive.
I did. And me and B are still friends, but you know, I just was like, okay, well, I can't really wait to have a new guy. And I, you know, that could take forever. And sometimes I could still do trips with him and stuff, but then it was kind of like, well, I don't want to be just dragging somebody just to drag somebody. So I said, let me try this. And I started like looking up stuff, seeing my friends going out of town, using that tool that I keep mentioning, YouTube and social media. And then I said, okay, let me make it work for myself and start figuring out a way to save to go on trips and start small. One thing that Aaron told me on my podcast, season 3 from Elsie and Aaron, he was like, just start small if you have to. And that's what I did. And that's what made me say, okay, I'm not going to wait on people anymore. I couldn't get any friends to do this and that. I'm not going to rush into a relationship. I'm not going to force somebody and then have less fun than if I went by myself. So then I started just saying, let me try by myself. And it was amazing. Like this last trip I did was a cruise, my very first cruise, and it was 6 days. So I was like, well, you know, if I don't like the water, I'm out there already. So, you know, I hope. I had an amazing time, met people. And the one thing that I really also liked was I could see how, like, I was like, let me see how I'm seen in the world. And when I'm by myself and people treated me really nice, I got to kind of see how I'm treated when I'm not like with somebody, what happens if I feel safe. So many people were looking out for me. When people kind of figured out that I was by myself, there were so many couples and stuff that was like, stand here, let me hold your place. You need to use the bathroom. You want to do this, you want to do that. And I was just like, oh man, I'm fine. But I was really happy to meet people. So the other thing I noticed was that there's a lot of kind people in the world. I know there's a lot of mess going on, but overall people, I think there's a lot of kind people. So
did you have any challenges though, traveling solo? Do you feel like you
Everything has gone pretty smooth.
Anything that you would do better the next time or do different?
Yeah, you know, everything went kind of smooth, pretty smooth, because I did plan for a long time. The one thing that I do want to do, though, is start saving earlier. You know, now that I know what I want to do is just make it a thing where I keep it in my budget. One thing that I liked that I did was I got this travel credit card and you get points and stuff. And I learned how to kind of finagle that from listening to, I think it's a Social Proof podcast. And it, sometimes it runs on and some of the stuff I'm like, oh, well, I'm not really into that. But Donnie was talking about using that card and that just rang a bell for me. And that really has helped me pay off my debt. But I want to get to a point. The biggest struggle was just the expense of it. And but I think I made all the right choices. And it was all up to me. So that's the good part about it, doing it solo, too, is that everything's up to you.
So I love Social Proof Podcast. I listen to them all the time. Actually, David Shands was the mentoring program that we did for.
Awesome.
And so that was the masterclass that we invested in to utilize. And we were a part of his morning meetup community for almost a year. So I love them. So if you ever, you know, just to the listeners out there, if you ever want to know anything about podcasting or entrepreneur or creators, that is a great podcast to watch. Absolutely. So the cruise though, my daughter loves cruises. She went on her first cruise and now she has been bitten. She loves it so much. She's already did a second one and planning a third one. What did you think about going on the cruise?
Well, first of all, did she go by herself or does she go with family?
She went the first one she went with, it was her and her husband. She went for her birthday and then she loved it so much. She planned a second one and she took her son for his birthday and now she's planning another one. So she loved it.
Okay. That's cool to know. Cause it's two different experiences if you're going by yourself or if you bring people or maybe three different, depending on how you do things. But I did like the cruise experience. I was very anti-cruise for a bit. Because I was like, well, I don't want to be on a schedule. I'm very, what do you call it? So they say Sagittarius is we need freedom. So I don't need, like, I'm like, don't have me coming back at 6 and I got to do all this and be on time. So that's what made me not want to do it. But the fact that the itinerary was already there and I was going to go out of town with a friend, but she didn't get to make it, which is good that I'm like, I'm okay going by myself. I planned on it as if I was going to be by myself. If she shows up, good. If not, then good. But anyway, so I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed meeting people. The part that I don't like, like I said, was being back at a certain time. So that kind of was, that was a little bit, pushy, but of course I always made sure I was there early enough to just not have to worry about it. But overall, I like the food. I like the people. There's different crowds for different, brands, you know. So I was with celebrity, so it wasn't the carnival crowd, so that's, there's pros and cons to that. But depending on the mood, so I enjoyed the carnival crowd and a little corny but still pretty cool. And I enjoyed the food. The customer service is great, so I would do it again. I do have a friend that wants to do one next December or this upcoming December. But, you know, the thing I tell her is like, okay, we just going to be like, we on a cruise and we happen to be on the same one, because I don't want no kind of like restrictions. And I got to do this with this person. We got to hang out and come at this time. That's again, that we setting up times and stuff. But I do enjoy cruises. I also like, though, I was talking to my beautician about this yesterday. I also like being in one place, though. And so I like a little bit of both. I like to be in one place and just kind of chill and have no set times and stuff. So I like a little bit of both of them, but it was not a bad experience at all.
Good. All right. So I see now, too, that giving back to yourself, you know, you traveling solo and doing your thing, that's one part. But what is the other, another part that you do, Paisa, to give back to yourself? Like, what does your self-care look like?
Okay, so we said the solo vacays, and another self-care thing I do is no commitments. I cannot stand commitments. I get stressed me out. Like, when I have to do them, of course, I'm on it. Like, going to work, doing certain things. I'm very disciplined. But because I have so much discipline and had all this stuff to do, when I don't have no commitments, then that's self-care for me. When I don't have to do no phone calls, like, I, for some reason, I do not like phone calls. I'm good in person. I don't mind talking and stuff in person, but like having to do phone calls, my dad's like, you want to talk on Sunday? And I'm like, oh, that's stressful to me, because then I got to set a time and I got to do a talk and it's going to take all my energy. So anything that means no commitment and me on my own, if I'm hanging with somebody, then I really like you, because I'm a social introvert. So I'm super picky about who I want to be around.
Yeah.
And also I do like my yoga stuff, and I also love, I'm in LA. So one of the reasons I will find it hard if I ever want to move is because I love the beaches. One of my dance teachers said that LA is the best place to be depressed. And she said that because we have such good weather and so many good free places that you can go to. You can go hiking, right. You can go to the beach and stuff. So the beach is my main self-care. When I think about it, every time I have these, like every few months, you'll see a post that says, oh, I had my beach day. And that's where I connect to my mom that I passed and that passed on in 2019. I can just feel all the spirits and all the energy, and people are happy. Like you were saying, for Christmas, people are happy. When I'm at the beach, people are happy and doing their own thing. And that's when people are kind and stuff. And I just feel good energy. So
totally agree. Totally. I love the water. I love going to the beach. It's just one of those things too, that we aspire to have, to get us a little small beach house as we're headed to retirement. Cause it's something about the water that calms me, even, and I know this may be crazy, but even like if I'm having an anxiety, because I have anxiety, so sometimes I'll have really bad anxiety attack, and the only thing that'll really calm me, other than just kind of meditating and getting to myself, is I'll go stand in the shower or get in the tub for like 2 hours. There's something
about
the water. It's just something about the water that brings your blood pressure down and your organs. It's your body organs respond to the beat of the water. It's something about that frequency. So I love water. Love it, love it, love it.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. And we're going to start wrapping up. But before we do, a few last questions is, one of the questions that I started asking my guests that, and I've been just loving the answers, and here we are in Black history, and it's such an important time for us and like our allies and people who are rooting for us as a Black community. As a little Black girl, if you had to go back and give your 18-year-old self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Ooh, that's really hard. But I guess to sum it all up, I would just say enjoy the moment and be in it 100%. Because I was so worried about, well, my future career in dance. Oh, well, I got to do this for the future. And like I said, I missed vacations and everything, worried about the future. What if this happens? And now that I see, I've gone to weddings for people that I went to college with. Yeah. And I was just like, I was so worried about getting into the dance industry. I did not enjoy college as much as I could have. After my freshman year, I was like, I want to get in the dance industry. And me rushing to it wouldn't have done anything. And everything falls into place. So I wish I would tell myself to enjoy the moment. And if I were back in college, I would just like go to more parties and not worry about it, and know that like after I graduate, I'll get into those dance things and there'll be plenty of time and everything will fall into place the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
So that's what I would tell myself.
take that worry away, because that worry kind of grows up with you, doesn't it? Because I was a
It
worry,
does.
I was a worry ward as a kid, and now my worry level is really high. I mean, I've tried to put in coping skills to help me with it, but I had anxiety and worried as a kid, and it grew up with me, you know. So I totally get it. I totally get it. Thank you so much, Paisa, for joining us on our platform. What are the current projects you're working on? And shout out your community and let everybody know where they can find you at.
Okay. Well, I have a platform that we've talked about that I'm really proud of. That is Paisa Noel Show, PNS, which is Paisa Noel Show. And that is full of what we talked about, people that are talking about how they pursue their passion. Right. And how they got there. And these stories and journeys are very cool. So you can go to, you can Google Paisa Noel Show. I think it's the Paisa Noel Show, but you could just Google Paisa Noel Show. Linktree is the best option to go to. And the show is now on podcast platforms and on YouTube. So you can see these people visually. I love visual a lot, but podcast is more convenient a lot of times. But you can see how great looking these people are. I'm like, oh my guests are so good looking. And so,
good looking, so.
Oh, thank you. So Paisa Noel Show is the answer. You can Google it or go to the link tree, which is the best option, and pick your way of listening or watching. And there's usually a little bit of a, I think from season 2 to 3, I did a quick intro to show like what it's about, what each episode is about. And then of course there's a description too. So go to something you're interested in. Maybe you're interested in baseball. There's a baseball player or something that maybe grabs you. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. And I got something from each guest. So I think everybody can, that they can move on with. So that's how you find me there. As far as my future projects. So I took a hiatus on Paisa Noel Show. I did season 3, which I knew I was going to finish. And we almost had Denise and Brian on there, but had to postpone to season 4. So that looks like, I'm not sure when that's going to come. I know, but I can't wait to have y'all. But I have a whole list for season 4, and somebody keep bugging me. Marquise, if you're listening to this, he keep bugging me about, we wait for season 4. And I'm like, I think that's just you, not everybody, but just you. But it's cool to know. So So that is going to come at some point, I believe. But right now, I'm really focusing on my money so I can travel more. So I'm looking at, you know, at I just turned 40. So I'm looking at my career stuff and focusing hard on that. Mm-hmm. So Paisa Noel Show is on pause right now. And then I may even make it turn into a different form, because my new passion is traveling. So it may be more travel content. I'm not sure, but my gut always tells me when it's time. So that's what's going on. My main project right now is me, my money and me, and then traveling, and then whatever else will fall into place as far as my creative side.
The 3 M's, money, me, and my mind.
Okay, that's what it is.
Well, give us some parting words of advice as we wrap this up, Miss Paisa Noel.
Parting advice, I would say always pursue your passion and find what you like. Trust yourself, pursue your passion. And as I said before, enjoy the moments, because it's going to fall in place. Enjoy the moments, live it to the fullest, and don't worry about what's coming next. I mean, don't do nothing crazy, you know, where you could die tomorrow, you know, die right away. Yeah. But, you know, don't worry about the future, because it will fall into place. Make the right choices as far as what will get you in the right direction, but enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Paisa, thank you. I've enjoyed this moment. So thank you.
Oh, thank you
very much for carving out a little time on your Sunday for the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. We truly, truly appreciate you. So thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your story and your journey and your thoughts with our listeners. We really appreciate you. Really do.
Thank you. And I'm so honored to be on. Thank you for asking me and for being patient. You know, I'm an introvert, so I'm kind of like, I'm ready. No, I'm not. I'm ready. I'm not. But I was so comfortable doing this. And you opened me up on the Instagram Live a couple of years ago when I was really in my introvert stage. So you really make me comfortable. And I enjoy you. And tell Mr. Beehive while he's doing his sidekick-ish.
I will.
Y'all are hilarious. I love your podcast. So I'm so happy to be a part of it. Okay.
Or you've been a part of it from the very beginning. It's just been such a blessing. So thank you. Thank you for to Elsie and Aaron, you three, and Papa Jeff, you four have really, really helped us way more than you could possibly know. So, you know, even with your good advice and the advice of saying, hey, I don't think you should do that. You know, I just thank you guys so much. Thank you.
All right. Well, have a blessed day. And thanks again.
So everyone, thank you so much for rocking with us, for riding with us. We are so amazingly happy that Paisa decided to join our platform and give you guys a bit of her. So thank you to Paisa. Don't forget that you can find her on the Paisa Noel Show. Season 1, 2, 3 is out there. Season 4 coming soon. She'll let you guys know. You know how to find her on social media. As far as me and Mr. B, our brand is Diverse Love, www.diverselove.com. We do the Truth and Coffee Time podcast, www.truthandcoffeetime.com. And you guys can hit us up at any time. You also can leave us a voicemail on the Spotify for Podcasters platform. We listen to everything. We try to read every comment. We are so amazingly grateful that you guys have allowed me and my sidekick doing sidekick-ish and Paisa Noel to join you wherever you are to listen to our podcast as we share our truth over coffee. Thank you, friends, for hanging with us. We got you. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And also, please follow us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. Our social platform is at Diverse Love. That's DiverseLuv.
And don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Thank you, friends. We love y'all for real.
Okay, me, take us out.
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Help me not think about all my lows. Think of who you are sometimes. Girl, you always on my mind. Looking like it's Truth and Coffee Time. Tell me what you really want to know.